This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. France celebrated Bastille Day on Saturday. That day usually marks the start of the long summer vacation. But this year, French parliamentarians will start their holiday late. The new French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has them working on his economic and social reform package. President Sarkozy seems determined to live up to his dynamic image. He's setting a pace for change that's left the country looking on in breathless amazement. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Since he took office on May 16th, French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been in perpetual motion, meeting with foreign leaders, solving European Union crises, launching international initiatives on Darfur, tackling climate change, and still finding time for his daily jog.
Nicolas Sarkozy, l'hyper-président.
The activities of the hyper-president have become an endless topic of the French media, where the new French leader is also known as Speedy Sarkozy. Determined to shake up politics as usual in France, Sarkozy has disarmed his opponents, in some cases by making them part of his government, like his new socialist foreign minister, the founder of Doctors Without Borders, Bernard Kouchner. Sarkozy's man-of-action persona has struck a chord with the public, and nearly 70% of the French approve of Super Sarko. One of Sarkozy's supporters is 30-year-old architect Julien Susanna, who lives with his wife and baby in the north of Paris. Susanna says over the last few years, thousands of young professionals like him have left France to find work abroad. But Susanna is staying in France because he believes Sarkozy can change things.
I'd like to see a France where people aren't waiting for handouts. I want to live in a country where people feel like they have real opportunities and are free to do things like start their own business. I think Nicolas Sarkozy may be our last chance.
Sarkozy has shaken up the Assemblée Nationale, calling a special summer session of Parliament. His majority party will soon pass his $15 billion tax and finance package designed to shock the French economy back to life. Sarkozy also has a plan to bypass the problem of the 35-hour work week by exempting overtime from tax and social security charges. He also plans to reduce income tax and virtually eliminate the estate tax. EU finance ministers have told him he is going to boost France's deficit and threaten the euro. But Sarkozy says he needs to make big changes to revitalize the French economy.
I want to bring back France's innovators, researchers, entrepreneurs and creators. For the last 15 years, we have had lower growth than our neighbors. My program is all about valuing and compensating work. Work in the morning, noon and night.
But Sarkozy has his opponents in France, unionized groups like the railway workers. Another one of Sarkozy's top priorities is to guarantee minimum service during transport strikes. Rail leader Gérard Lamoff says limiting the impact of striking workers is just the first step in a strategy to take away their benefits.
Sarkozy's program gives more to the stockholders and less to the workers. We're in a class struggle, plain and simple. Should progress mean giving the financiers more or giving back to the workers what they deserve?
Sarkozy's energy and activism have drawn criticism from constitutional experts who say he is sidelining his prime minister and pushing the office of the president to its limits. But the question on the public's mind is whether Sarkozy's reforms, like others in the past, will be derailed by strikes and massive street protests this fall. Sorbonne professor Frédéric Bozeau believes this time it will be different because Sarkozy has a clear mandate for change.
Sarkozy has basically built up himself as someone who solves problems and does not discuss problems forever. The other factor that could make it easier for him to deliver on his promises is the readiness of the society to face those changes. After 10 or 12 years of stagnation, people understand that it's time to move.
With France heading off on its summer vacation, the president's frenetic pace is seen by many as an amusing diversion. But the real test will be this fall, when everybody comes back to work in Sarkozy's new France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.